I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Memphis is just running OKC out the gym.
Man, classic game three, down 0-2 at home.
I watched some damn NBA playoffs yesterday. I said it in the Discord. You know, like, I'm in a shitty mood if I'm watching NBA. Like, I gotta really be down if I'm watching NBA, even if it's the playoffs.
I mean, there's been some entertaining games so far.
I believe you. Basketball, it's a great sport.
You could be watching hockey.
I mean, yes, actually, I did switch over to some Kings Oilers last night, and that was I saw three goals in like 5 minutes. That was pretty awesome. Yeah, hockey.
And
like,
if you were
playoff hockey's the best.
No, are we recording?
We are. We've started.
See, that is like such a bullshit thing you just said. Not that you give a shit about either sport. But you're like, oh, I saw three goals in 90 seconds in hockey. Yeah. That's the best thing ever. But if it's basketball, right, and you're like, oh, I just saw three straight three-pointers made. This stuff. No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying the greater.
Yes.
They're like, this stuff sucks. Where's the defense?
Bill
Laimbeer and Bill Cartwright. Yeah. Where?
Why isn't anybody boxing out here?
Oh, where's an elbow?
Can we get
here? I go.
Can somebody bend their knees on defense, for God's sake?
Oh, hockey's playing entertaining. Oh, God forbid basketball be entertaining and fluid. But
I think there's an argument to be made that hockey is less exciting during the playoffs because there's less fights.
There's more defense, and if you like defense. But you fucking love soccer. You should love playoff hockey.
Yeah. No, I do. No, I wasn't kidding. Playoff hockey's awesome. Like, genuinely. Love watching playoff hockey. So I just
watched some exciting 1-0 games where edge of your seat, right?
And you know what, to your point, King, like the only basketball I find entertaining is Steph Curry. and watching him run around in circles and chuck threes and make them like wildly. So you know, like I will tune in more. Like I have told myself this, and I plan to watch the rest of the playoffs and actually watch some sports so I can actually have some takes that aren't from like 10 years ago about basketball. Right.
But, we remember that Chris Bosh guy.
Yeah, what ever happened to him? Is he still having those heart palpitations? Is he okay?
What is the 2-7 series in the West in the NBA?
I got nothing. I don't know.
Good series too. It's a good series.
Give
the two teams and to ask them which team is the 2 seed.
It is.
So is it OKC?
Golden State and Houston.
No, OKC is the 1 seed, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is Houston and Golden State.
Yeah.
Who's the 7? Who's the 2?
Golden State's the 7.
Hey, look at this!
Oh, yes. Look at you! Yeah.
I have been following that much.
And Houston has
where? I remember you saying that Houston has where and
Miami has where.
Damn it. They're red.
Houston has Dylan Brooks.
They sure do. And he had cool hair with like an R in it the other day. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I watch basketball, guys.
A regular David Haverstroh over here.
Big round ball rock guy over here.
Big Ryan Russillo vibes. Yeah.
You know what's,
over here.
You know what's going to be great? Is I'm going to watch like a ton of playoffs this week, and then next week I'm going to act like I'm a fucking expert. Like you watch, like mark my words. Somebody in the chat say it when I start having an actual opinion on the NBA, and be like, Braga, stop it, stop it.
Welcome to pretty much what's happening with the NFL draft currently. There's like two guys that actually know and have seen all these guys play, and then everyone else, yeah, they got a little cheat sheet, a little YouTube, you know, vortex for a week or two to figure out who guys are.
It really does seem like all of the analysts watched Shedeur Sanders and literally nobody else. Like, because that's all they talk about every single pick. Like, even when Travis Hunter was picked, they were like, wow, look at Shedeur Sanders throwing him the ball. He's still out there. Are the Browns going to take Shedeur Sanders? Or are they going to vote? Like, literally, every pick. Like, Mel Kiper's glazing of Shedeur Sanders is, like, next level.
Well, who picked Derek Harmon?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, because, yes, that was the – they said, here's the inflection point. Oh, and they all kind of held each other back like it was a UFC fight about to end. They're all, here's the inflection point. Did Shedeur go here? Oh, just Derek Harmon.
They were ready.
Now let me tell you about his deadbeat dad and his mom with brain cancer. Here is Derek Harmon.
Yep. And by the way, like, after that pick, too, like, Louis Riddick. So I've purely been watching the ESPN broadcast. Louis Riddick, like, you could tell he had sort of been, like, going along with Mel, and then he basically shoved Mel out of the way and was like, nope, give me the shaft. I'm going to stroke it long and good. Bring Shedeur over here. Let me have my chance, Mel. You literally, it was like a fucking porn movie. He shoves Mel out of the way and starts glazing fucking Shedeur Sanders. Like, it is insane. Like, Shedeur Sanders is a fine player. He's, like, a good quarterback. He's, like, literally, like, Mel Kiper, like, we all know they're going to pick Cam Ward, number one. Like, we all know Tennessee is going to pick Cam Ward. But Shedeur Sanders is better. And let me tell you why for 15 minutes. What the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, okay, got it, dude. You're on record. Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback you think in this draft. We got it. You don't need to talk about it for 2 hours, my guy. Like, stop. Somebody get in his ear, man.
This is where he should be. He's an end of the first round kind of guy.
Second round dude. Yep.
Yeah. Second round dude. Now, if he hits now, there was these GMs, they could not have made that pick. If someone jumped on him early, like some of the teams that actually needed a QB, he was too risky. He was just too risky of a pick to take to be your franchise guy. Because we've seen what happened with teams in the last, say, 2 to 4 years on kind of taking a reach on a guy, and now you're stuck. I mean, just look at my Colts right now. I mean, right now with Anthony Richardson, they're kind of in this limbo of what the hell do you do? The Patriots. I mean, there's numerous teams that are.
Yeah.
And we kind of buried Shedeur Sanders last week, right? That was, you know, for college shit. You know, the insane Hall of Fame shit, you know, deservingly needed to get buried.
Sure.
I think if someone takes him right now, it's going to be a good pick. Because it's late enough in the first round that if he flames out and he's just not that guy, it's not going to kill you. It just couldn't have, no way, you couldn't have reached is what finally these GMs have done. Because we've seen them reach for guys almost every year at a QB, right?
Yeah.
This is the first year we haven't really seen someone make that reach. And there are plenty of teams in need as well.
This is true. Like, that is the thing, is a lot of these teams really do need a quarterback. Like, teams in the top 15 really do need a quarterback. And I think the fact that we haven't seen Jackson Dart go, we haven't seen Shedeur Sanders go, tells you that they're not that fucking good. Because NFL teams generally, unless it's like the top three, they're not going to fuck around and take a big flight risk. You know what I mean? Because like top three, they're generally more sure things. But even if you do take a risk, like the reward is worth it. Because if you take a risk on a top three guy, there's a chance they're a Hall of Famer. If they're not, fuck it. You're going to be bad for another couple years and you're going to get another chance probably.
But this could also be, you know, they're saying, we hear this every, you know, these cycles of quarterbacks, right? This was a terrible quarterback cycle. And next year's draft is supposed to be a highly touted quarterback cycle, right? I think there are teams that are basically already, you know, trying to throw in the towel, you know, not take that quarterback, just play with who they have right now to get the quarterback next year.
I'm where King's at. Who are they tanking for?
That's what they're saying. No,
so. We got Arch Manning.
Yeah, like who? Howard?
still happening.
Sam Levitt?
Levitt? Yeah. Like, who are we talking about?
I don't know. That's what they're saying.
Oh, Drew Aller. Okay. So Drew. So Arch Manning, Drew Aller. I guess Sam Levitt.
What about your two Heisman front runners that you brought up a couple weeks ago?
Who?
Yeah,
the Florida QB
South Carolina dude.
They're not eligible. Yeah, they're sophomores.
Dante Moore, out,
bro.
Dante Moore.
Nico. I guess Carson Beck.
But again,
here we go. By the way,
I believe that people are saying that, but. But who?
By the way, we are doing the podcast live during the NFL draft. We are towards the end of the first round, and the Giants just traded back into the first round and got Jackson Dart. So
team that needed a quarterback, team that needed a QB.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
Tyler Shuck. Let's go.
Yo, I saw like an Instagram post the other day of a clip of Tyler Shuck from the combine or whatever, like doing this drop back and doing like a sidearm throw that like skipped to the wide receiver, and like the post didn't even say who it was. They were like, "Yo, this can't be real, right?" And everybody's like, "Yeah, that's Tyler Shuck."
So
here's the thing. Looking at the teams remaining in the first round, none of these guys are going to take a quarterback. Ravens, Lions, no. Commanders, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles.
Maybe the Falcons. I don't know.
Maybe
like,
the Falcons. No.
They just got panics. They got panics though. But like, yeah.
he's fallen to the second round. I mean, this is. This yes. might be the biggest put up on a pedestal to fall so far.
I'm saying like Mel Kiper, look inward. Like look inward, my guy. Why do you feel the way you feel about Shedeur Sanders? Ask yourself those questions, because we have all watched the same guy. Like we have seen a good quarterback, like very good quarterback. We have not seen
we've not seen an
NFL quarterback. We have not seen that in Shedeur Sanders. Like he might end up being good. He's not going to be good right away. Like, if you're going to have him as your top quarterback in the NFL, he should probably be able to step in, right? And, like Cam Ward's going to be starting day one, and he's probably going to be okay. Maybe, probably not, because his team sucks. But
seven, so it's helpful.
Yeah, that's a good point. By the way,
Dart's pretty old, too.
By the way, I said it.
Dart's just a four-year.
Yeah.
Is really? Huh.
Yeah. 21 at SC in the last 3 years of... Yeah,
remember when he came in and
he's a rare young guy.
Remember when he came in and shredded the Cougs for USC?
He did. Boy, absolutely.
That was a ball game and a half.
That was a ball game early September. Yep.
See, guys, I'm a
went all downhill. From
see,
there.
Guys, I'm a ball knower.
You are. Who did Oregon play that day at Autzen?
Oh, nobody knows. If only there was a way to find out.
I know. It was Stony Brook because I watched that game. In the parking lot.
You guys, you guys excited for the spring game?
Before we go to the spring game,
are you going? Okay.
Have you? Right. No, I'm not going to the spring game. Jesus Christ, Tyler Shuck.
Yes.
So time kind of stopped there for a few years when Tyler Shuck was in college, right?
It's a cookie. It's circular.
Do you guys really understand how old Tyler Shuck is?
Was he like 24?
26.
Is he really?
He played 7 years in college.
Dude, he's Chris Wink.
3 years at Oregon. 3 years at Oregon. 3 years at Texas Tech. Last year at Louisville. Okay? He backed up Justin Herbert in Justin's junior and senior year. Okay? Yeah. Just his little time frame. Justin Herbert won a Rose Bowl like 6 weeks before COVID shut down the world, just as a little perspective of how long he was in Oregon, and then he played an additional year in Oregon.
That's crazy.
Tyler Shuck played in the same league and against and went to prom, not with, but went had prom pictures taken with Brock Purdy. So Brock Purdy's entering year four in the NFL, correct?
He's getting that deal. I think it's yes.
Yes.
Played three.
And this is this is one is the most shocking Tyler Shuck age fact. Tyler Shuck played travel ball in high school. They weren't in the same grade. He played travel ball in high school in the state of Arizona with Cody Bellinger.
No way.
Cody Bellinger and Tyler Shuck were on the same travel ball team in high school.
420 King.
And granted, you know, Cody Bellinger's clock got sped up because he didn't go to Oregon. We've all seen the pictures of him on his visit.
Oregon legend. Cody Bellinger.
Straight to the big leagues, pretty much.
Yep.
That's how old Tyler Shuck. I knew Tyler Shuck was old because I remember him throwing the ball in 2019 in LA as they beat SC, as they usually do by like 40. And then he started the COVID year, blah, 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 blah. I had no idea. He was
I never would have guessed. By the way,
if anyone's out there, look up Tyler Shuck, Brock Purdy, prom. The picture is crazy. Tyler Shuck looks like a grown ass man compared to this little boy in Brock Purdy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Some useful factoids you just dropped there, Kate.
I know those were useful factoids.
No fucking way.
Do you see it? Are you seeing it?
I sure do. Yep. I'm trying to find one that's not that's not all blurry and shit, but this is the best I can do. There they are.
Insane.
That's
insane.
That's bonkers.
Bonkers.
Brock Purdy still, it looks exactly the same, by the way. That is.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, and in fairness, Brock Purdy is going to look like a baby until he's like 35. Yeah,
correct.
But.
Correct. No. He's going to be on his third contract before he grows a beard, you know? Like.
Yes. Yeah.
Booble says rumor has it Shuck had to guard LeBron in high school. Yeah.
I could see it.
Look
I
it
could
up.
See it.
Look it up.
Probably not. Probably didn't go well.
Probably not. Hasn't gone well for anybody since either. Top three fake Shuck facts. That's a good list.
I do remember there was a picture, like a montage of Tyler Shuck working out with receivers, like in between. I think Hayward was still not quite fully built. It was like almost built, you know, rebuilt, you know, but he was on the rec center or turf field throwing to some receivers and they all had like the gaiters on.
Yeah.
That shit was tough. And everyone's like, we got a quarterback. We got a QB. and then we watch him play. We're like, could you just leave so we could watch what's his name? Oh, blanking on his name.
Ty.
Quarterback the next year.
Ty Thompson.
No, not Ty Thompson.
Anthony Brown?
No. Anthony Brown.
There you go.
So we could watch Anthony Brown. Yeah.
See, guys, ball knower. I know ball.
Dakota Prukop, you were like 7 years. You're like 6 years off there.
Brian Bent?
That was the joke.
Team BB? Let's go.
See the bit. I thought we were doing the bit here.
Hashtag Team BB. Yeah. I was definitely Team BB over Mariota. I'm not afraid to admit that. Hey, guys, welcome to the podcast. Alex King Ski tweeted us if you want to or something. I'm just going to skip the Twitter shit because nobody ever does anything with it. Join our Discord, though. Sportsbury and Discord, that's a good place for you to give us your list ideas. We do a list at the end of every podcast. You could also give us your movie ideas in there. We do a movie podcast every Sunday. This week's movie is King's movie, and it is Dazed and Confused. It is on. It's on Prime.
Tyler Shuck was in that movie. That's how old Tyler Shuck.
Tyler Shuck in Dazed and Confused.
In Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. He was one of the bros going around with the paddles. Yep. Yeah. He wasn't with Affleck, but he was in the other truck. You know. Remember, like, Tyler Johnstone was in, like, movies while he was playing with the Ducks? Or was he, he was in a Will Ferrell movie while he was in high school before he came to Oregon or something like that. It was really fucking
random. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah,
really random. Yeah.
What Will Ferrell, like, Kicking and Screaming? What
I don't remember. It was like a, an indie Will Ferrell movie or something. It wasn't even big. Yeah. It was weird.
Sure, he's got an IMDb page. Let's find out.
Yeah, look him up. Look him up. Yeah, so watch that. It is on Prime, and listen to us talk about it on Sunday. By the way, if you miss these streams, if you are not on twitch.tv/TSBpod.
Everything must go.
There you go.
Yep. You want to know what his character was?
Big teenager.
That was his character.
That's great. That's great. I haven't seen that movie, so I don't know if he's any good or not. So... what else? If you miss our streams, you can watch them on YouTube. So we're on all the things, like search for Swartzbury on all the things, whatever. Okay. So,
by the way, since you said no one does anything with Twitter.
Yeah. It's like I do these introductions and I give out all these things and nobody ever does anything with it. So whatever.
Yeah. You are largely right. We did get a mention about me sending my Big Richie bobblehead to someone. Ooh. And I misspoke. My Big Richie stuff is just magnets. I just have like Lou Piniella, Ichiro MVP, Mike Cameron, Brett Boone bobbleheads.
I got an Ichiro one too. Like, does it have like a little gold plaque on the bottom?
Yeah, it's gold plaque.
My guy,
yeah.
I got the same one. It's I got it
2001 MVP.
Got it at St. Vinny's.
Yeah,
well, let's go. Anytime you're in a thrift shop and you see bobbleheads, you buy the fucking bobblehead. Like,
so I'm sorry. Twitter user Trudy, I misspoke. I just have a magnet. You don't want a freaking sexy magnet.
King, if you want a barter, I do have the King Felix Perfect Game bobblehead.
I don't want that.
Yes you do.
No, yeah, exactly. I don't.
You want all these other ones. Your favorite player, them. Ichiro? Yeah.
Ichiro!
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Nah. I left my Greg Oden bobblehead at the studio when I stopped working there. Like, part of me has, like, wanted to just go back and take it. Because that was like, arguably one of the best St. Vinny's finds I've ever made was a Greg Oden Blazers bobblehead. And I was like, yeah, donate it to the studio. But I was like, fuck, I shouldn't have donated that to the studio. That's a great one.
What do you think was longer, that bobblehead of Greg Oden or Greg Oden's penis?
I haven't seen this bobblehead, but I'm gonna guess Oden.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. We have seen that, and you know the general size of a bobblehead. His dong was bigger than the bobblehead. Let's see. What else NFL draft? So, yeah, Derek Harmon went to the Steelers, pick 21. So, first duck off the board. Connerly might go in the first round still. We'll see. King, maybe hoping your Chiefs pick him. Nice tackle.
Yeah.
Would be good for your quarterback to have, perhaps, because you're...
We need a little help.
Current one, not that great. So...
Moribund franchise. Need a little kickstart. Yeah.
It got it.
Especially when he did a pretty good job against, like, what, the number 3 and the number 5 overall picks. So...
This is true. If you can get, like, a starting left tackle late in the first round, that's good value, I think you can say. What else? So, Travis Hunter ended up being traded for. Like, the Jags traded 2 first-round picks to the Browns to trade up to number 2 and pick Travis Hunter. I understand why people don't like Travis Hunter, and I think it has a lot to do with why they don't like Shedeur Sanders. But I think Travis Hunter is actually really good at football. he's not the top corner. Like people saying,
and he's not the top receiver.
People saying Except he's the
didn't
top.
He win, didn't he win the awards for both top in the college?
He won the Heisman, but you know, like yes, he did. I think he did actually.
Did he not win the Biletnikoff and the whatever the best DB?
So he is a good corner. Like, he's a good corner. He's a very good elite wide receiver. Like, he is very, very good. Like, the best, like I was talking about it in the Discord, he has the best ball skills out of any receiver in this draft. He just fucking does. Like, look at the plays he makes against, like, double and triple coverage. The guy just goes and takes the ball away. He's really fucking good. If you get him in the open field with the ball in his hands, he's not going to get stopped. He's really fucking good. And let's not act like he's not. Like,
well, here's the question then, Braga, is if he did not play defensive at all, he was right. just a wide receiver, would he be the top receiver from this draft as and, just a receiver?
And if he didn't get, like, play for Colorado and get talked about literally every week? Yes. Yes, I think he would. Like, the plays he makes on the field are elite. He's an elite wide receiver. He just is. Like, I get the hate. I understand it. I see where it's coming from. He's not a great corner.
My hate's on the defensive side of the ball, not necessarily the offensive side.
But they were talking about it when they were talking about him, too. It's like, well, how much defense is he actually going to play in the NFL? Like, 70-30? Like,
well, so... So they're using a number two overall pick on a wide receiver. That's a reach for any other team.
That's fair.
That's a receiver
and trading two first round picks for that wide receiver. Fair point. Unless he ends up being one of the best receivers in the NFL.
Again, that's a big reach.
It is a risk.
Lawrence as your quarterback.
And there's an argument to be made. It's a risk the fucking Jacksonville Jaguars make that other teams don't make, which is why they're the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, I get it. Again, I get it. And he could end up being dog shit, too, because he doesn't have anybody around him in Jacksonville. Like they have ETN, right? And what else?
They have Christian Kirk still. Yeah.
Cardinals legend Christian Kirk. Yeah.
They might have Robert Woods this last year. Yikes. He was still in the NFL.
Good for him.
Oh, Bobby Trees. Yeah. Oh, Bobby Trees. Yeah. Well, Rams fans really tried to convince us old Bobby Trees was the number one for a few years.
Yeah.
But to your point about, like, people hating on Hunter, I think he caught a little blowback from Shadur
and Dion.
Yeah. And then the other thing is just the punditry. They're trying to equate him to Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's been the big comparison, saying that he's more impressive than Shohei Ohtani. But here's the thing. Ohtani is elite hitter and elite pitcher.
Yes.
Hunter might, at best, could be an elite wide receiver. I think he is just going to get absolutely steamrolled in the NFL on defense.
Yeah. No, he's going to be
gambles and chances on defense. That's how he got his interceptions. He got burned a shit ton.
So as a corner, I think he has to be a nickel guy.
Yeah.
Let's just say you're third and long, throw him out there at nickel. Let him roam. But if we need to stop pretending like he's going to run 50 routes. And then in a big situation, go out there and press up, Jamar Chase in the beginning of the fourth.
Nope.
Like that stuff. Let him play nickel and free roam. And if he makes picks, cool, whatever. But we need to stop pretending that he's going to be the number one defender receiver.
It's insane.
It's stupid.
He would get absolutely destroyed by every number one wide receiver on every team.
Well, not every team.
Well, I guess you don't have a wide receiver, so I guess that.
What do you got against? What do you got against Ricky Pearsall, man? Come on.
Yeah. What do you got against Juju Smith-Schuster?
Dude, Juju would body him.
He would.
And he would catch the ball and immediately get 2 yards and either fall down or get tackled. But he would body him.
It's the NFL. That's all you need.
The NFL.
Make the catch. Get 8 yards. I'm better than you.
6 yards. It's Juju.
Fair. He ain't running that far, man. Come on.
No. He catches it at 4 after he bodied him, and he gets 6.
Respect.
Yeah.
He's got that Aaron Flugrad sneeze. You know, like you run 7 yards down the field, catch the ball, fall down. That's it. That's all you need.
Juju will be a fully vested pension player, so good for him.
Love that insurance for life, baby.
Absolutely.
Get it if he can.
But yeah, but I think, honestly, looking at all these draft picks, that Travis Hunter move is kind of the only real bonehead pick of the night. Everything else is like, it makes sense to some sense. No one reached for anything insane. I'm shocked, really.
I'm not super stoked about the Niners pick. Getting Mykel Williams from Georgia at 11 when, Will Johnson, the best corner's there. You could have gotten Jalen Walker from Georgia. Like, why not get Jalen Walker from Georgia? If you need a linebacker from Georgia, like, why not get the best one? So,
Mykel wasn't bad, and it wasn't like some insane reach to get a guy that they didn't need.
He's got an insane upside.
He does. Yes. He does. But like, I mean, I would like somebody to contribute right away if you're going 11 and you had the shit season that they had. That's all. And this is trauma based. This is me basing this on what John Lynch has done in the last like 10 years, which is not fucking shit other than Nick Bosa. So I don't know.
If this was a second or third or fourth round pick,
I'm happy. I'm happy.
Because it's a first round pick.
They're third or fifth, actually, is when they get all of their good players. Like, that's where you get Kittle. That's where you get Fred Warner.
Why don't they just trade all these first and second round? They can get good haul for every one of them, right?
That's something they talked about. Yep.
Trade them.
Will Johnson still hasn't been picked. We're at the end of the first round.
Yeah, it's like four picks left.
That injury must have like been very bad. Like, people are scared. He's consensus best corner in college, right? I mean, if he didn't get banged up.
I thought Travis Hunter was consensus best corner in college.
Like that Jade Barron guy from Texas got picked 20th. He's like the only corner off the board, other than Hunter is technically listed as a corner. But yeah, weird.
No, but look at even the Raiders. What are the Raiders doing making a good, smart pick?
I know.
What are they doing? I guess they finally get Pete Carroll in there and they're like, oh, I guess we're not going to be fucking idiots.
That's it.
Who did they pick? I didn't see.
They got Ashton Jeanty. Yeah. So I do love it how much we have changed as a culture, being excited for a team picking a running back number six, but he's different.
Running backs are back, baby.
Yeah,
running backs are back.
They are. And Ashton Jeanty
will not be, this time next year. Yeah. They will not be back.
Ashton Jeanty is different
because Saquon will get hurt. Yeah. He will tear hamstring and be injured for about 5 weeks, and the Eagles will be clunky again like they were 2 years ago.
No, his backup, who is like an undrafted free agent, is going to run for like 800 yards. And they're going to be like, we don't need to draft running backs high. These guys are like, there's like a ton.
Dime a dozen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but see, the Raiders can make this move because they signed the best backup running back you could have. Yeah, Raheem Mostert now as their backup.
Yeah, love some Raheem Mostert.
And when he's not a starter and doesn't get hurt, he's a great backup.
Yeah. I could see that, actually.
Jerick McKinnon, but...
Of course not. I mean, no.
Yo, I'm just going to, close the laptop and walk away. You guys keep talking this. You guys keep talking about Jerick McKinnon. I'm walking away.
Super Bowl legend.
Fuck you! Oh, boy. Yeah, so I think you're right. I think... This has been a pretty boring draft in that teams have picked who they're supposed to pick. They're not wild and crazy. They're pretty much by the book. And you look at all of these picks and you're like, yeah, that makes sense for them. They needed that position. They got a good player, good value. Like, okay. Like, not a lot of reaches. And it's weird. It's weird looking at a draft saying that.
I mean, in hindsight, next year after the season, we can look back and be like, what are the Panthers doing taking McMillan?
I was going to say that was going to be my only thing. Is like, that's what everybody has said is.
The commies.
Oh, no.
What a pick by the commies.
Oh, man.
Dude, that commies.
Yo, they're about to be
Daniels
good.
Daniels Robinson protection now? Shit. Yeah.
Like, they're about to be really good, aren't they? Like, getting Daniels a, like, bookend left tackle for his entire career, like, that'll work. That'll work.
And now King's team's going to take some 5'7" wide receiver.
No, a white defensive end is who they're going to take.
Or a white defensive one or the other.
Karloff, this has been fine, so.
Yeah. You have a track record, it's all I'm saying. Hey, it's a trend for a reason.
And I know they've been trending up in the last couple of years, but like Loveland at 10 and Warren, like the tight ends at 10 and 14, they're becoming more important because they're another wide receiver now, but potential reach on those.
Yeah, you know, that's something too, is getting Loveland over Warren was a little bit surprising.
I'll take it. I like.
They're both great. They're both great. But like, I would think Warren would go higher just because he's more versatile. But whatever. If you're just going to use him as a tight end, then fucking get the best tight end, and that could be Loveland. So I don't know. I'm just looking at these picks, and like you said, Ski, it's like I don't really know that I have anything to talk about with them that we haven't talked about.
And that's the thing about the draft is, you know, showing the fan base that is like bewildered and pissed off about some pick that their team made. I haven't seen one all night.
No
fan base has booed their pick, really. So
yeah, I think I saw like when the Broncos picked Brad Williams, like the little person comedian was like celebrating. He was literally in the building. I was like, oh. Okay, well, that's a random fan to point your camera at. Yeah. All right, I guess that's it with the draft.
Yeah, until we see what the Chiefs pick here in a couple of picks.
Yeah, I got Chiefs in a couple of picks. So I did have a task. I did have a task for us with the draft. We got to give our one sure thing and our one surefire bust in this draft. So in the first round, I should say. So I don't know if you guys are ready to do that now. We still have a couple picks left in the first round, but probably it's going to be a non-factor. Who knows? But, were you going to say something before we do that, King, or what do you
got?
No,
go. Yeah.
Okay. No. You want to start, Ski?
I'll start. Yeah.
Let's do our sure things first. Who's going to be your
sure thing?
Your sure thing. Yes.
It's probably going to be Abdul Carter.
Yeah, Carter to the Giants
on the other end. Yeah,
and they have three
extremely good edge rushers.
So they got Burns last year, and then they just optioned Thibodeau's season as well. So they have three elite defensive ends. So he won't
have to be thrown to the wolves right away. He can learn from two good guys. The defense there,
yeah.
And I just don't see.
And you know what? Like, it's kind of like the least risky pick too, you know, because you say he's good, fantastic, but even if he's not good, like even if he is a bust, you still have two really good defensive ends who can play instead. So, you know,
if he's good, all of a sudden they could deal one of the probably Thibodeau.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Exactly. I think my surefire is going to be Genty. Like I cannot envision a world in which that guy playing for Pete Carroll is not really good this year. I
assume we're talking just injury free season. As
sure.
Well,
yes. Yes. Yeah. We're assuming they're going to be able to play the entire season. I can't picture it. I can't picture him not being an elite NFL running back. Like just looking at the way he runs, he is built for the NFL, man. Like how NFL offenses run the ball, he has been doing at Boise. So, and again, he's like Carroll needed Marshawn, he got his fucking Marshawn. You know, like that's my sure one.
Well, my for sure is Abdul Carter. Okay. My guaranteed bust is Cam Ward.
That's my bust as well.
Because not only is he just in Tennessee, And it's just, it's the Titans. It's just the Titans.
Yeah.
So I feel like Cam Ward was introduced to the nation this year just because he was at Miami. But because we live on the West Coast, we saw him for 2 years. There's nothing Cam Ward really did explicitly better this year than he did in his 2 years at Wazoo, or probably his 2 years at Incarnate Word. He just had better players around him on offense and defense. But even this year at Miami, he fumbled in a shit ton. He ran backwards all the time. He's just not that kind of athletic freak. And even in college, it didn't work like, oh, I'm going to run backwards like Johnny Manziel, and then just, I don't think he's
athletic enough to do that.
Yeah, he's just, I don't think he's going to work out. It's just,
I never watched any like tape on him at Incarnate Word. I didn't know like the level of competition like he was up against, but from when he was at Washington State and when he was at the U, all he did was chuck, like spread it out, chuck it. The defenses weren't that good, so he was throwing the whole game. You never really saw him what would play in an NFL style offense. He wasn't a possession quarterback.
Especially Tennessee, by the way.
Tennessee.
Like,
and I'll say Cam Ward was better last year than he was at Wazoo. For
better,
sure.
Like I said, better players around him.
But he didn't play any different than he did at Wazoo. So that means there's a reason why he took a fifth year at Miami and didn't come out last year.
That's so legit, smart move. Got him paid at Miami and got him 100%. Number one overall.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good for him. Good on him. I just
that begs the question. Would he have been a top 10 pick last year?
He was like around four guys.
Exactly. I'm with you. I don't see the jump at Miami to vault him into the number one overall pick.
Like the fancy thing to say the last couple of weeks, month, however you want to classify the draft talk, is they're like, he would have been the fifth or sixth quarterback taken last year. But they're positing that like he would have been below Caleb, May, Penix, Nix. No. He wasn't a first-round pick.
Mm-mm.
He wasn't a second-round pick. He wasn't guaranteed as a third-round pick. That's why he went down to the very last moment and decided to go to Miami. So there's a little bit of, like, just talking points on that front where he wasn't an NFL prospect last year. And he was better this year, 100%. But he played the same way. It's not like he went from like an offense, like it's not like he went from like the Navy offense to some pro style. Oh shit, this guy can actually fucking throw in the pocket, bro. He's still 6'1". I know they list him as 6'2". He's 6'1". Yeah, he's not like a running threat downfield, which you don't have to be. You don't have to be in the league. But my whole thing is he didn't do anything different this year than last year. It's just there's no other good quarterbacks, and he was better. He did improve, but I think I don't get it.
You made a good comp there. I think if you look at what Penix did this year at the end of the year with Atlanta, he wasn't great. I mean, he was very clunky. He wasn't anything like he was like when he was in college.
Just now, throwing it up.
And now take that to a much, much worse team. I mean, Atlanta, they love to blow games and all that, but they actually had weapons on that field for Penix. Yeah. Ward's going to have nothing. I don't even know who the receivers are.
Yeah, name a receiver.
Tajay Sharp.
Is he still there?
Sounds like it could be possible.
Yeah.
I think there's like is there an Akinhei Westbrook on that team?
You know why we might know a Tennessee wide receiver is because we play fantasy football. And you are always in need of like somebody to fill in a spot during a bye week in fantasy. And the starting Tennessee wide receivers are always there for you. And you're like, fuck, I'll pick up a starter. And are you looking at it, King?
Here you go.
Your Chiefs just traded back, King, to the
Fuck, man?
They swap picks with the Eagles. So we'll see.
Here's the running backs. Tony Pollard, Tajay Spears. All right, NFL running backs, who really cares, right? Wide receiver one, Calvin Ridley.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wide receiver two, they just traded for...
Tyler Lockett. Yeah, that's right.
Then they have, I guess, what, Treylon Burks, Van Jefferson, Colton Dowell, and Tay Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Names.
Tight end, the one, Chigakonkwo. He's actually an okay tight end. But yeah, he is... They're going to be the worst team in football. Already locking in. Bet them under wins.
Maybe the Jets.
I think the Jets actually... The Titans had not a great defense on top of it.
The Jets have Justin Fields. Come on.
I would... Here's the argument. You got a team. You're starting a team. King, who you taking? Cam Ward or Justin Fields? Who's going to win you more games?
Well, I mean, at this point, I'll take Fields because he doesn't cost me shit.
Well, if there's no salary cap, so you could have anyone. You could have all.
Wait, so he still has the Chiefs, right? Like, this is for the Chiefs? Cam Ward.
This is the Chiefs.
Because he's exactly like Patrick Mahomes. Didn't you see all the talking points? I mean, he's the same guy.
Yeah. He's got a black mom.
Yeah, you just replace one with the other. It's the exact same guy.
I guess Pat has a black dad. My bad. Different. Whatever.
He plays baseball. Played baseball. His dad. Yeah. Ball knower.
Hey, yeah. He's learning.
He pitched. He pitched to Tony Gwynn, who hit 400. Yeah. I think four times. Right?
Yeah. Ball knower. That's right. By the way, I haven't given my bust yet. Oh. So I was deciding between, and actually having a harder time than you guys, I think. I was deciding between Jackson Dart, simply because he's a quarterback for the Giants. He will not be good. Jackson Dart's like pretty overrated anyways for him to. I don't know that he's a first-round quarterback, but whatever. The Giants are the Giants. So it's either going to be Jackson Dart or T-Mac. Him at eight, and again, him going to the Panthers, it's like, I don't see
it. It's got to be Tre'Torry, just because, I mean, Dart was a late first-round pick to a team where he might not even come out as a starter. There's a good chance he's not the starter out of camp.
So McMillan? Yeah. All right, that's my bust. All right, fair enough.
And hey, that's a good. It's always good to take a wide receiver as a bust. Very easy for them to bust.
Very, very, very good chance that they are going to suck. Niners have a nice track record of picking horrible wide receivers in the first round. Rashad Woods, anyone? Rashad Woods? Anybody remember Rashad Woods? No, nobody.
Was he from Oklahoma State?
Yes, he was. Yep. Woo. All right. Anything else we want to do? I mean, we might as well just roll this into our top three if we want, unless you have anything else. So
you brought up the spring game. Or did you want to elaborate
spring game.
Anything?
Spring game. You going? Anybody going? No? Anybody excited? No. Like, I think I'm stoked because I don't go either, and I don't have to deal with the Pac-12 network anymore. Like, it's going to be on Big Ten Network, and I can watch that on my Hulu. And I don't have to watch like YouTube highlights after the fact anymore. I can actually watch the whole thing if I want to. I don't know that I will, but I have the opportunity now, and I'm excited. Like it's been a long time since I've watched a spring game live. Like I've had people give me their okay. I think you tried to do it once. Like you gave me your like Pac-12 login or whatever, and I tried to watch it on my phone, but it just never fucking worked. Like because the Pac-12 sucked. But yeah, excited. Football.
It's really
football. We get to watch the new guys a little bit, maybe. Like Dante Moore, get to watch McKay, running back.
When we talked about the spring game stuff a while ago, I said that's the only thing spring game offers really to me is just
get to watch Dak Moore. You know, like
I better see Riggs get a lot of touches.
Riggs. So are we calling him Dak? DeCorian, like, are we calling him Dak?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
But nothing good comes out when your name's Dak.
I have not heard anybody like around Oregon say call him Dak. Like they always call him DeCorian, and I'm just like, I'm gonna call him Dak. Like he's Dak. Like why would I not call him Dak? Why does everybody call him Dak?
Like again, he does not have the worst like rigs going by Dink this year is insane.
Yo, I ain't calling you that.
Unless he's going, I'm dual income, no kids.
Oh yeah,
I don't think that's what he's doing. Dink, don't look it up on Urban Dictionary. Riggs, please look it up on Urban Dictionary. You don't want to be a dink.
You don't want to be called that, my guy. You take it back. Take it back.
Yeah,
Riggs is the best name you could have too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, let's see. By the way, we did get some busts and sure things in the chat too. So, I'll go ahead and I'll give those. Let's see. All right. Booble says surefire is Connerly, and his bust is Shamar Stewart. Who the fuck is Shamar Stewart?
Exactly. Texas A&M guy.
Exactly.
Didn't get a lot of stats.
Went to the Bengals. Yeah. Duck Duck Chef's sure thing is Colton Loveland to the Bears. Bears tight end, huh? Okay. And his bust is Cam Ward, echoing what you guys say, only because he went to the Titans. So WCP's surefire is Genty, and bust is Cam. So, yeah.
I don't know about Love. I mean, one of the – you brought up, like, fantasy last year. Like, Cole Kmet was on the waiver wire all the time, and he was tight end one for the Bears.
Yeah.
Caleb does not look to the fucking tight end.
I don't think Caleb like has any idea what he's doing most of the time. Like I really like watching him play last year. It was an adventure. Swoosh McDuck, DeLorean score. I like that.
DeLorean. Trademark it.
Yeah.
Go on Twitter right now.
Take a picture.
Swoosh. And just put that up there. So you can eventually frame it and tell people I was the first one. Check the date.
Yep. Somebody take a picture of the chat and post it too, so they know it came from this. So finally, we'll get some fucking pub with this goddamn podcast. Mm. Jesus. Sick of you assholes being the only ones who listen to this thing. God damn it. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? Whoops. Let's see who the Chiefs got. Did they say yet?
No.
Okay.
They missed. They could have had a linebacker out of Alabama.
Linebacker named Jihad.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate name.
It is not the greatest thing to have.
Well, but if you look at his approximate age, I feel like that was almost named intentionally. Because Jihad was a pretty hot button word 21 years ago. Yeah.
Very interesting move by the parents. Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who is Simmons?
Ohio State running back or lineman.
All right. Casey got Simmons, according to.
Tore his knee at Autzen against the Ducks.
Oh, that Simmons. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not Bill.
Bill Simmons.
We're not talking about the 86 Celtics, so.
Amy Poehler started a podcast. Bill Simmons is the executive producer of the podcast. She mentions his name every single episode. Like, I'm just like, Amy Poehler saying Bill Simmons' name doesn't make any fucking sense. But here we are. Own a podcast.
Speaking of things that don't make any sense. So last weekend I went down to the Coachella Valley next to the Yucca Valley. And walked into an airport hangar in the middle of a desert. And there were about 30,000 people watching Yo Gabba Gabba. and a Teletubby came on stage at the end. And Weird Al Yankovic came on at the end. And everyone was in on the joke and it somehow made sense in the end. But none of that made sense. Because I'm just sitting there and I don't have VIP. I'm so far fucking back. Like, I may as well have been watching that shit from, like, Anaheim. And people everywhere are just singing along to "There's a party in my tummy, so yummy, so yummy, there's a party in my tummy." Are you guys familiar with Yo Gabba Gabba at all?
King, what the hell are you talking about?
I know what Yo Gabba Gabba is.
Okay, hang on. Nope. Okay. Don't move forward yet. Nope. Ski, why do you know what Yo Gabba Gabba is?
Just because I pay attention to what's happening in our country.
It's called pop culture.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it for a childless man in his 40s to know about Yo Gabba Gabba?
I know who fucking Bluey is. I know it's called being on the internet social media world.
Yo, I'm sorry for challenging a ball nowhere. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Just saying. Muno did not hit 400 four times in MLB. That's all I can say.
So, okay. Muno did not. Do you mind rewinding a little bit? Like, why? So, where were you? And you bought tickets to this, and the goal, you were like taking your kids to it, or like what's going on?
Okay.
What is happening?
I feel like I need to rewind pop culture sometimes with you. Yeah. So, let's start at the top.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Woodstock?
Yes.
What was Woodstock?
So you watched Coachella and this thing happened at Coachella is what you were saying.
Yes.
Got you. I sounded like, okay, I apologize. I misheard because it sounded like you went to this place and
I did.
You watched it though. You didn't go to Coachella.
I literally threw pictures up on Discord.
You went to Coachella?
That's literally what happened.
I didn't see
it. You literally told me.
My bad.
You literally shamed me. Yeah.
Shamed.
For going. You shamed me.
I did.
You said I could not go down like this. Yes.
I got no memory of that.
Yeah. So that I said I was going to go see Meg Thee Stallion too. I'm assembling my hotties.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. You can continue with your story.
But I've never been to a big music festival like that personally. Yeah. Like I've been to some country ones. There's a couple in Oregon that are big.
You were at the Warped Tour. I know you were.
But I don't know who any of these people are. So this was a little different. It is insane the amount that people like love music. Like just like love music. Like I was just walking around it's Green Day. And we're 7 fucking miles away. Why are you going crazy? They can't fucking see you. We may as well be watching this on fucking YouTube. Why are you going crazy? But if you ever have a midlife crisis, I 100% suggest going to whether it's Coachella or whatever the one in Chicago, Lollapalooza.
Fire Festival.
Is the Lilith Fair still a thing?
Lilith Fair. I'm in for the little fair if it is.
But I think my biggest takeaway was, and I got to be careful how I frame this, because Travis Scott doesn't make music for white people, but Travis Scott makes music for white people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, not the target audience.
I get it.
But when he's coming out there with pyrotechnics and jumping and just screaming, and I mean, it may as well have been, just some crazy. It may as well have been Limp Bizkit. It was insane.
So, did you partake in the psychedelic varieties at there? Because that's kind of hand in hand with it, right?
A little bit. Not insanely, but
fun. By the way, good for you going to this. Like, that's awesome.
Like, hey, like, brought up, like Yo Gabba Gabba in. A Teletubby and stuff. That this has to be drug related somehow,
well,
right?
Yes. I mean, everyone was in on the joke. Everyone was in on the joke. That it was like a side stage, but because that place is in a fucking desert, you know, it was like one of the few places it had cover, so everyone kind of was in on the joke and packed in like sardines.
Another question I want answered: did you poop at this festival?
No, because I went back to Palm Springs and stayed in place.
No. Okay,
I didn't camp.
More like poop springs. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. And that Palm Springs, right. A place that should not exist, because this isn't like a thing specific to Palm Springs, probably any place kind of south of, Salt Lake City on the west, from Dallas west. It's kind of like this where you fly in and you just see nothing but like dirt. But because Palm Springs is geographically so small, it's so stark, where it's nothing but shit dirt for an hour in the air. And then you fly into Palm Springs, and because, like I said, Palm Springs is like 3 miles long. It's nothing but like lush golf courses and like,
oh yeah, we know where that water is going.
Designer palm trees. It just should not exist. That place is a waste of space.
But that's your aesthetic, though. You're big palm tree guy.
100%. But I'm out of my league there, because if you're a guy there, you have to be 55 or older, gay, and insanely in shape.
Oh, you gotta be fucking
insanely in shape. Everyone looked amazing there. Like everyone at Coachella, a lot of beautiful people. Like I saw a picture of Sydney Sweeney there. I didn't see her wearing a white dress, no bra, areolas showing through. Good for her. Yeah. Beautiful person. But everyone in Palm Springs is like way older and just shredded. Just gorgeous. It makes no sense. It's terrible. Yeah.
Got to put in work just to be able to go there. Like that sounds.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun. But before
we move on, though.
Well, hang on. Like I said, good for you going to this. Like that's awesome. Like
it was all right.
Yeah. Do you just have?
I did it once.
Do you just have like a friend?
I did it once.
You just have like a friend who was like, "Hey, I got tickets to this," or what? Like how'd that work?
It was basically family friend adjacent thing.
Yeah.
They got these tickets for a very good discount.
Nice.
And so when I was down there in October, I was like, "If you buy them, I'll use them." Yeah. Sure.
I've been considering.
But it was weird because I went. Yeah. But it was weird because I would leave the festival. I only went two nights, and I would leave the festival, and I was by myself. So I would leave, and then I was just my thoughts by myself. So that's why I couldn't go too far into the psychedelics.
You're going deep.
I had no one there to be like check me.
You would get lost in the desert.
You're fine. You're fine. Yeah.
I've been thinking because I took my kid to like. His first big concert. It was like 21 Pilots at Moda. It was like a blast. Fucking loved it. He's huge into Tyler right now. And I'm just like, Tyler comes through Portland like every once in a while, but also he does like the Camp Flogna like festival every year down in LA. And I'm like, it might be worth it to just like, because I would have fun there too, if I'm being honest. Like,
I would say yet the time, you can hack it. Like I said, my first real festival where I knew where people were. I went to the one in Sweet Home like 10 years ago and was like, oh, I know who Toby Keith is. I don't give a flying fuck about Toby Keith, but I'm glad everyone's having fun. Like this time it's like,
totally.
I know who Green Day is. I know who Meg Thee Stallion is. I know who Travis, I know who these people are. But there were still crazy ass names like what was it like? It was like a moldy yogurt top. And I'm like, I'm not going to the Luna station for moldy yogurt. I don't know. I'm kind of out on that one. I'll just meander.
More like a Lilith Fair band right there. Then
I'm sure it was like EDM stuff. I didn't look it up. But yeah, no, it was fun. Before we kind of move off that one.
Look at this real quick.
If you guys,
Camp Flogna had Action Bronson. You got fucking Andre 3000 playing his flute. Like, come on, man. Denzel Curry. Like, actually, I would be excited for Denzel Curry. Dude, Erykah Badu. Being on her weird shit. Honestly, I just go for the Tyler, and the kid would love seeing Tyler. So, all right. Sorry, I keep interrupting you. Yeah.
No, you're fine. Like, but last Saturday night, I think it was when I realized that Post Malone is no longer a rapper, or Sunday, I guess, doing country. He's now a country singer who like can delve into rap.
Full-fledged. Like, yeah.
He's just a country guy now. Just a full-fledged country guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Country guy using like the voice box thing, which is kind of crazy, but yeah.
Well, maybe he'll be at that Brownsville festival.
No, he's way too big for Brownsville.
Toby Keith was there.
Yeah, but that was like, you know, it was longer than 10 years ago. I was just trying to not age myself like that. But thank you. Thank you for that. Before we move on to our list or whatever, I don't know if you guys have ever seen like any of the Green Day when they do their concert stuff. Sometimes Billy Joel, he'll call someone up and do the thing like, you know, like, it's only three bars because that's the criticism. You know, it's only three. And people will go up there and play, you know, for like 2 or 3 minutes, like a basic song. The girl he picked on Saturday. Not great. Not great. And you could tell she ended up fine. She ended up fine, but then she was starting to feel herself and she went up to sing a little bit more because he does that. Like, oh no, you go. And he kind of eventually nudged in and you could see like a producer come up on the side and like swiftly pull her off. And she just kind of like dropped the guitar. He was like, no. You could keep that. You could tell he was like, I'm so glad she's off the stage. Damn, that one backfired.
Was it like the, what was it? The Yoko Ono and, who was it singing with them? Barry, right? Wasn't it?
His name is John Lennonski. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
They were collabing together. John Lennon and Yoko is off to the side, like screeching. And he does the like, get her, like,
yeah, like there was a part where he kind of like leaned in and kind of like killed the mic, was like moving her hand, but like shielding her from most of the cameras to put her hand on the right chords. It was, and I get it, that's terrifying because you just look out, it's just an empty sea of, or a full sea of retards, you know, like us. But
oh, we're using that word? We're using that word.
I shouldn't have said that. But I was trying to think of like drug-addled losers, what came up.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Man.
But it's got to be intimidating.
It's back, baby. It's back.
It is back.
Joe Rogan's America.
That was kind of a trial balloon. I didn't really like it. Yeah.
You gave it a shot.
It felt weird.
It didn't feel right. And
I didn't like it.
You learned it. It's okay.
I was trying to take a pot shot at myself in that, and it didn't feel good.
This is how we learn.
Yeah.
I think it only works if you go the fucking Boston accent with it.
Fucking Todd's.
Yeah.
You don't say the full word. You say Todd's.
Like Bill Burr still does it. And it's kind of like, all right, I get it. Bill Burr does it with that Boston accent. Yeah,
Bill Burr gets a pass, right? Huh. He gets a pass on a lot of stuff, a lot of his opinions.
Yeah, he does. Well, because who's going to tell Bill Burden not say that?
Yeah, fair point. Let's do our list. Let's end this podcast already. So our list comes from Nathan FKD in the Discord. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery, if you would like to do that. It is, seeing as today is the NFL draft, our top three players we were excited that our team drafted and then ended up being disappointments, not necessarily busts, but disappointments. We were hyped and they disappointed. So for me, that would be 49ers. Ski's going to go Colts. King, you're going to go Chiefs, obviously. So, and whatever our chat has, well, we'll do that. Who wants to start? I can start if we want. My number three is Reuben Foster. Linebacker out of Alabama, was supposed to be incredible, really, really good in college. Started out being like pretty good and then just fizzled out and had off the field shit and disappeared. Just disappeared. So again, in the recent history of 49ers drafting horribly in the first couple of rounds, Reuben Foster. He's my number three.
My number three, DeAnthony Thomas.
Ooh, that stinks.
I thought he'd be a Kickstarter and a gimmicky guy.
Yeah.
He was for a year, and then Tyreek Hill kind of stole his thunder.
Yeah. Honorable mention for me with the 49ers, Dante Pettis was that.
Best
kick returner in the history of college football. I'm like, all right, well, at least they got a really good kick returner. Maybe he'll do something at wide. He didn't do shit at anything. And then he goes to the Giants and like catches a playoff touchdown or something like that. I was so fucking pissed off.
Dante Pettis had about 3 or 4 years where fantasy, where people would always draft him kind of like middle, late rounds. Like, oh, he's good at this is the year, right? This is the year where that speed is going to work out. He's going to catch a bunch of touchdowns. Never happened.
Never happened. Yep.
Just never happened. Well, I'm going to stay wide receivers. My number three, Harris Campbell. Thinking,
oh, Jesus.
Wide receiver coming out of the Ohio State, a first round pick.
Yeah.
He just, I think he got like 700 yards 1 year, 800 yards maybe.
Not a ton of like misses at wide receiver from Ohio State in the sport. Like, you know? I like Ted Ginn was considered a disappointment, but he like returned hella kickoffs for touchdowns and ended up, he was okay. Like he just wasn't an all pro. It's like, geez. Yeah. Paris Campbell's one. Yes. Let's see from the chat. WCP says Mecole Hardman, because you could have had DK Metcalf. Yeah, that's tough. Like, ranking these guys against the guys that could have been picked. I think obviously like, so Trey Lance is not on my list, but I feel like Trey Lance probably should. I wasn't excited for Trey Lance. I was like, I hate the way he throws. They could have got, Jamar Chase. They could have got Penei Sewell. Like, I mean, if you're going to trade up, like there's so many great guys you could have, like ranking them against other guys is tough. Because there's always somebody
at least
drafted later.
Trey Lance, at least there was some like hype and excitement about it. There had to be none coming out from Mecole Hardman. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
like, oh, that this is the missing piece. Mecole's gonna...
No, he wasn't a missing piece. He was an accoutrement.
Accoutrement.
He was fast. He was fast. Yeah.
I don't get too excited for accoutrement players.
I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was also in a accoutrement, and he did not work out either.
Let's see. AK-47 says Sebastian Telfair. That's pretty good.
Oh, we're going basketball with it.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't know. I guess because Booble does baseball. So Booble says Kosuke Fukudome, a free agent, not a draft pick, but still.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That baseball's a hard one because no one knows really or cares
about draft picks at all. Yes. Yeah. Let's see. Duck Duck Chef says Joseph Addai. That's a good one. And then Swoosh McDuck says Brian Bosworth.
Boz.
Yes. Boz. I mean, yes. That is a bust. I don't know. How old were you when he got drafted? That you were
listen,
so excited
he's redeemed
about him.
Himself in Fansville. Okay, can we just say that?
Yeah.
As the sheriff of Fansville,
no, he is
the Boz.
He runs a tight ship in Fansville. Yep,
he does.
Yes,
he does.
And he redeemed himself with the movie Stone Cold.
No.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yep. let's see. My number two is the Ohio State running back combination of Carlos Hyde and Trey Sermon. The 49ers drafted both of them, and they both sucked. Never draft an Ohio State running back, ever. Just don't do it.
Was Trey Sermon the running back who ran wild in the COVID year against, like, Clemson or whatever, and looked at the camera and winked?
Yeah, he had, like, the
Sugar Bowl,
the dreads, or not dreads, but, like, the twisty braids or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Bad running back.
Yeah.
Yep. Carlos Hyde, also bad. And injured.
Injured.
Yep.
My number two is, I believe he was the 34th overall pick in the 2004 draft, Junior Siavai. And I only say that because he came back to town in an Escalade all pimped out because he was having relations with my roommate. And he threw me to the ground very hard because I was wearing a Stanford sweatshirt on the cement, and it like shattered my soul. So I'm actually glad he was a bust.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Yeah.
There's...
Tried to ride up in his Escalade and just beat me up. It wasn't fun.
I think are we still within statute of limitations on this one? I think charges need to be pressed. Is all I'm saying.
I ate that beat down. take, slam down with, take, with
take,
pride. So.
Look, he doesn't have a lot left. Take him for all he's got left, my guy. Let's do this.
I don't want to rehash that. I don't want to look him in the eyes again.
Okay. all right, what you got, Ski?
my number two, I'm sticking wide receiver again. I'm going Philip Dorsett. Just another, you know, Miami wide receiver.
Yeah, with, yeah, yeah.
Yep. Thinking, all right. You know, because this is when, like, Luck was still there. This is before Luck retired, I believe. And I was like, all right, get him this fucking weapon.
And Dorsett ended up with the Patriots or something, didn't he?
Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done. Oh, maybe okay, maybe.
No, at best.
He's
not.
He was
not
good.
No, he's not. He was never good. Yeah, no.
No.
Yep. All right, twos from the chat. Booble says Tyreek Evans of the Kings. These are good ones. These are good ones.
Tyreek is.
AK-47, Sam Bowie. Again, how old were you in that?
He wasn't old enough.
Happened?
Yeah, he wasn't old enough for that one.
By the way,
we weren't old enough.
No.
Were we
born?
Yeah. I was just born. I think it was the year I was born.
By the way, Swoosh McDuck says he was 4 when Brian Bosworth got drafted. So. Oh, good one from Duck Duck Chef, Adam Morrison. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's a good one.
Was there hype around Amo? Wasn't he like a late second round pick?
There definitely was. Because remember, the last thing we saw of him in college was like crying in the tournament when they lost. Yeah. And he was like, he had so much hype coming out of Gonzaga. And then the Lakers get him. Like, come on, man. He did nothing.
He is a two-time NBA champ, 2009-2010, just throwing that out
and
there.
Again, this is about how this person made Duck Duck Chef
selected
feel.
Third overall.
Yeah,
third
Duck overall. Duck Chef was excited. That's the point. WCP says D'Anthony. Yeah. Swoosh McDuck says Martell Webster. Yeah. All right. My number one, I had a tough time with this one because it was either going to be LaMichael James or this guy. But I don't know how actually excited I was for LaMichael James because I was like,
You weren't.
I was legitimately excited when the 49ers drafted Taylor Mays. I jumped off the couch. I was like, Oh my God, Taylor Mays is going to fall. Taylor Mays just fell to the second round. The Niners got him. Oh my God. Elite. Oh no.
I know how King feels about Taylor Mays. So
I know.
He's elite at blowing people up 20 yards down the field on catches.
Having the worst hips in the history of the sport. Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah. That guy stunk.
He stunk so bad.
He's a two pack of ass, as they say.
I was so fucking excited when the Niners got him.
That's weird, man. I'm not vibing with you on that one. That one was weird.
No, I get it.
He stunk.
Yes. Chip Kelly made him look very bad on Halloween night, if we remember correctly. Oh boy. All right, what you guys got? King? Do you need ski to go?
I'm trying to think of a blazer. Yeah, go ski.
All right.
I'll go. My number one, I guess there's still a chance. As of right now, it's Anthony Richardson. I mean, he got replaced by Joe Flacco. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you come back from that.
Yeah. I recall you being pretty happy that they got him.
Well, they needed a QB. Yes. I knew he was going to be some work, right? We knew because he had the size, the speed. We just didn't know if he could actually be a quarterback. Yeah. And as of right now, he just can't stay on the field and be not throw interceptions. So,
yeah. Hey, King, I got a blazer for you. Brandon Roy, because he only played like 2 years in the NBA.
I didn't buy into Roy. I didn't buy into Roy draft when he was drafted because I knew he'd get hurt. He spent too much time on the ground.
Didn't have any cartilage in his knees. What about who? Yeah.
What about Alvin Williams? Wasn't he a Blazer draftee? Or was he a sign after?
I would, my number one, and it doesn't quite count because he was traded and he ended up being good, but Jermaine O'Neal. Because he came in out of high school. And this is like right after Kobe did and KG did. So I was like, oh shit, this guy's going to be so fucking good. And he ended up being good.
They got rid of him right when he got good.
Yeah, they got rid of him for Dale Davis.
Because Blazers.
Double D.
And I've said this on the pod before. What did Dale Davis have tatted on his arm? It's one word, three letters. Was
it? Oh, I thought it was like pain or fear.
War. War.
Yeah.
Those crafty veterans from those Pacer teams. That's what that team needed. Give me more Pacers. I mean, give me more Pacers. Rick Smits. Yeah. Can you acquire Rick Smits?
Hey, they were, blowing a 19-point fourth quarter lead away from making the finals.
All right. Those are our threes, or our ones. One's from the chat. WCP says Clyde Edwards-Hilaire could have had Jonathan Taylor. Yes.
Again, he was in accoutrement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they even said that when they drafted. Like, oh, they don't need him. They don't need him. Yeah. He's just fun.
You're talking...
Did you see the 2019 LSU team? We're like, yeah, I did see that team.
Is that all their draft picks? Was that Sky Moore as well? Was he an accoutrement?
He was an accoutrement. He wasn't an accoutrement. He was trying to replace Tyreek Hill. He was a replacement of Tyreek Hill because he was short, fast, and played at a school no one had heard of.
No one heard of.
Yeah, that one worked out well.
All these accoutrement players who didn't work out, and you still won the Super Bowls.
Multiple times.
Yes, you did. let's see. Duck Duck Chef says...
Also lost a couple. They could be 4-0 with those... Uh-huh. If they took some meat and potatoes instead of accoutrement, they could be 4-0 instead of 2-2 in those Super Bowls. Just saying.
Yeah,
could
have had a dynasty. They actually knew how to draft. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Duck Duck Chef says Quentin Johnson. Booble says Mark Pryor with the Cubs. Yeah.
See, that was tough because that wasn't lack of skill or anything. That was just straight injury.
That's what he says, by the way. He says, this one breaks my heart. His body just fell apart. Yes.
I mean, Terry Wood, you could do the same.
Mark Pryor is the funniest thing ever because in college they were like, he has the cleanest, smoothest and most perfect delivery we've ever seen in the history of the sport. And then in like 19 months later, I was like, he just throws too violently and his arm is going to fall apart. And it did.
And it sure enough did. Yep.
Yeah, weird.
There's a reason why Terry Wood and Mark Pryor both had devastating 12-6 curveballs and both have, I don't even know what's holding their arm together anymore. It's that destroyed.
It's the thing about those.
Terry Wood's 12-6.
That's the thing about those 12-6 curveballs is to be able to throw them, you have to make your arm do things they're not supposed to do. let's see. Swoosh McDuck says Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith.
Good one. AK-47 says Greg Oden. Yeah, I was pretty excited for Greg Oden when the Blazers got him. Yeah.
I honked for KD.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah, Kevin Durant. Yeah.
Again, just looking in, going back to the time, there weren't bigs like that anymore coming out of the draft.
Yeah.
He was the last big like that, or from that stretch of.
Then you have Kevin Durant, who is also a big, who can also shoot threes. And
he just weighed 150 pounds less.
Exactly. Like, I get it. It's like, let's see. Honorable mentions from Swoosh McDuck. Greg Oden, Sam Bowie, Jermaine O'Neal, Dustin Ackley. And Aaron Curry. Boobles are Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant turned out pretty good. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, World Series.
Yeah, what?
He is not good anymore, though.
Yeah, no, fair.
Where he's at, Rocket Goat. What team's he on?
The Rockies.
Rockies.
I said it first. I said it first. Ball knower. Javi Baez and Jeff Samardzija.
Javi Baez, worst baseball player I've ever seen.
Yep.
And Samardzija's not even a baseball player. He's a fucking football player.
Let's see. Duck Duck Chef.
And a Catholic one at that.
Duck Duck Chef, I just got his number one here. It is Kevin White. He's excited about him, but never panned out. I think the wide receiver for the Bears. Is that right? Is that who you're talking about? I think that's who that is, right? I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah, I'm drawing blanks on that one.
Honorable mention from WCP is Andrew Bynum.
You know what? Andrew Bynum was actually fine. He was fine.
Serviceable? Yeah.
I feel like he was a serviceable player on those two championship teams that Adam Morrison was on.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. Rings.
Rings.
Beat the Magic and the Celtics.
He says, yes, West Virginia and Bears wide receiver, Kevin White.
Oh, West Virginia, man. Yeah. West Virginia. They had some fun, small skill players for a while.
All right, before we go, Booble is asking for the Fender air horn. Fuck you, Fender. Fuck you, Fender. Fuck you, Fender. Wake up, Fender. Fuck you, Fender. All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening, guys. Movie on Sunday is Dazed and Confused. It is on Prime. So watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Bye.